Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WJZ Baltimore, WJZ HD3 Catonsville, Baltimore, and W285 EJ White Marsh.
An Odyssey station.
In this world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they don't love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos, and this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, terrific Sports Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Tuesday morning, hope springs eternal in the world of sports, and we are going to get to all the big stories, including the NBA megastar that should be demanding a trade off of his team, why all eyes in Major League Baseball continue to be fixated on Detroit, Michigan, and the single most pathetic thing, and there are a lot of them, the single most pathetic thing about Bill Belichick's North Carolina Tar Heels. And it is pathetic, and it's not what you're expecting. Our bets for tonight will close the show. I'll just tell you right now, I'm betting the Orioles again, fading the Detroit Tigers on Tarik Skubal watch. I expect them to trade Tarik Skubal. I think they're going to lose again today to the Baltimore Orioles. Had a winner last night. We'll look to keep it rolling coming up today on this Tuesday. The phone number, 310-840-4910. YouTube.com/@TheKostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. You can follow me, your boy, Nick Kostos, on all social platforms at The Kostos. But we officially begin the terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet in celebration. Today, we celebrate because today, across this great country of ours, 32 out of 32 NFL teams will be practicing. 32 teams reporting for training camp as of this morning. If I can paraphrase Dumb and Dumber for a moment as it concerns football season, we're there, man. 9 days away from the Hall of Fame game next Thursday with the Cardinals and the Panthers. 16 days away from what is in earnest week one of the preseason. A huge slate that opening Thursday night, 2 weeks from this Thursday, 16 days away. And we are less than 50 days away from the official start of the 2026 NFL regular season. What a time to be alive. Now I'm going to be really candid and honest with everybody. I have not yet fully formed my opinions on all 32 teams, on all 8 divisions. I don't know yet who I'm picking to play on Championship Sunday in each conference. I don't know who I'm going to be betting on to make the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. I have an idea of what I want to do. I have some teams that I'm percolating on, teams I'm thinking about. The San Francisco 49ers are a team I've been discussing all offseason. But I don't have those fully formed opinions as of yet. Most teams haven't even had one training camp practice. We've had no preseason games. Unfortunately, injuries are a big part of this, and we don't know who's going to get hurt in between now and the start of the regular season. And also, it's only July. And we're going to have to save a lot of this for the grand old month of August. And obviously, all the predictions will be finalized as we head into the start of the season at the beginning of September. But with all of that said, like, I may not have the strongest opinion right now on, let's say, you know, will the Washington Commanders go over or under their win total? I have an idea of what I want to do, but I wouldn't describe it as the strongest feeling that I have about that team. The Indianapolis Colts are a mystery to me as of right now. You know, Daniel Jones is apparently going to be practicing soon, coming off, you know, the Achilles injury at the end of last year. Is he going to be playing in week one for Indy when they host the Baltimore Ravens, 3.5-point home dogs in that game? How's he going to look coming up in training camp? And if he looks good, I think Shane Steichen's a great coach. I like the talent on offense and defense for Indianapolis. Can they be a surprise team? Now, I just use Indianapolis as an example, right? I don't know how the Colts are going to be this year. And there are certain teams that fall under that umbrella where I'm not 100% sure yet what I want to do with them. But there are teams, there are divisions that I do feel pretty confident in. And barring significant injury to the principal players on these teams, barring horrendous preseason performances, or the vibes being really bad, or something unexpected happening, I don't see myself changing opinions, strong opinions, on a bunch of teams. Now, this is positive stuff, teams I really like this year, and the betting market likes some of these teams too. This will just be me saying I either agree with the betting market, I agree with consensus, or I'm even higher than consensus, or I think more highly of them than the betting market does. There are teams that I feel terrible about, conversely. And some of them, the betting market doesn't like them, and I like them even less. And some of them, the betting market and people like quite a bit. And I just can't get there. And I'm going to tell you the reasons why. So I've picked a couple teams here. As today basically marks the official start of the 2026 NFL season, all training camps open today. I've picked a couple teams that I really like, and a couple teams that I really do not like. So let's chop it up. And let's get ready for some football. And we can begin the teams that I like in the AFC East. Now, here's my question for everybody. And I want Tyler Morales on our show crew to listen, because Tyler went to the Neo Akon concert this weekend. I was not there. I'm a family man at this point in my life. Well, apparently, Tyler was puking outside a bar after the Neo Akon concert. Tyler's like 32 years old at this point. Tyler should not be puking outside the bar. And my sense is, even though, like, I didn't talk to Tyler about his potential hangover the next day, Tyler probably had a hangover. And look, we've all been there. I've been there more times than I'd care to admit. My 20s and early 30s were basically spent in a drunken stupor in a smoke-filled room. So I certainly understand this. And man, when you got a bad hangover, that bleep sucks. Sucks. It's horrible. And we all try to fight it. We all try to combat the hangover. We all have things that, now for me, it was just like lay in bed with my eyes closed until I felt better. Not the best method, and I can admit that. You know, some people will drink a Gatorade at the end of the night before they go to bed. Others will chug Pedialyte. I think we now have this like Gen Z thing, meaning that I don't think my age group ever did this, where they will actually like have an IV like the at night or the next morning, and it helps them feel better. God bless. We are all looking to avoid the hangover because hangovers suck. I do not think that this year, the New England Patriots, the reigning, defending American Football Conference, better known to you and yours as the AFC, the reigning AFC champion New England Patriots, I don't think they need a yellow Gatorade. I don't think they need the Pedialyte. I don't think they need the IV. Maybe they've been out drinking all night. Maybe they've been at the bar until 2:30 in the morning. Maybe Diana Rossini was there as well. Doesn't matter. The New England Patriots will not be struck by the Super Bowl hangover. And the reason why I know that to be true, and the reason why I really like the Patriots this year, and to be fair, like the betting market does as well, plus 850 to go back-to-back and win the AFC for a second straight year, plus 145 to win the AFC East, and of course, all numbers, courtesy of our show sponsor, BetMGM. They are the second choice to win the division, Buffalo the favorite at minus 150. They're a minus 185 price to make the playoffs. Betting market says New England will return to the postseason. And a win total of basically 10. So, bettors expect the Patriots to not really get hit by the Super Bowl hangover, based on the numbers that I just gave you. I feel even more confident than that. And I've been percolating on this take and on this opinion. And I'd like to offer briefly a tip of the cap to our friends, the whale capper Drew Dinsick from NBC Sports and the Deep Dive podcast, one of the betting analysts in the sports media that I trust and respect the most. And Drew came on the show last week and kind of waxed poetic about the Patriots and his, you know, his positive outlook on New England this year. And I texted with Drew a little bit afterwards, and it was an opinion that I've had as well. And hearing him so bullish in it, and this is not me blaming him if it doesn't go the way I expect it to, like, I'll put my name on it. I don't see a hangover for this team this season. I think they can absolutely win the AFC East, not the Buffalo Bills. And I think that right now, and I don't think Buffalo's going to be bad. So please don't, this is not like New England's good, Buffalo's bad. I think they're both really good. Just that, for as much optimism as I might have about Buffalo now with the new head coach in Joe Brady, there's still some unknown there, right? With Joe Brady now stepping into the head role as the head coach, and Jim Leonard now calling the plays defensively. Now, I think it's going to go well for Buffalo, and I think Buffalo could absolutely be one of the final teams standing this season. But if I'm trying to accurately project this, like in my head, like I know the Patriots coaching staff is good. I know, make your jokes about Mike Vrabel, the guy's a really good head coach. We know Josh McDaniels might be the worst head coach in the history of head coaches in the National Football League, but he a damn good offensive coordinator. And now Zach Kirch, this will be his first full season calling the plays on defense for the Patriots, and he did a spectacular job last year in that role for New England. Also, the talent on the roster, the 53-man roster for New England, is undeniably better entering this season than it was last season. Now, I know what the counter to this is, right? I'm not an ostrich, right? My head's not in the sand. The Patriots had the, not one of, not figuratively, literally, the easiest schedule in the history of the NFL last season. It was a joke, their schedule. It was a joke. It's going to be way tougher this year. And obviously, it starts in the season opener on the road in Seattle, where they're 3.5-point road dogs. So it's going to be more difficult. I know that. Also, though, the team is better. And lest we forget, and yes, some of it is due to the fact that the schedule was easy, and obviously when they stepped up in class, come playoff time, Drake May didn't play as well. I get it. You could say that about a lot of quarterbacks, though. Have to play that Houston Texans swarm. Like, think about the defenses that New England played in the final three rounds of the postseason. Houston, Denver, and Seattle. No one should or would be surprised if we finished this season and one of those three defenses was the number one defense in the NFL. Now, I'm not making excuses for some of Drake May's poor play in those games. Like, he needs to be better. He absolutely needs to be better in those spots. But I think, like, if we're going to say that they fattened up on an easy schedule early in the year, then I think we can legitimately not totally dismiss or totally hand wave it away, but I think there's reason why Drake May probably struggled a little bit in those games. Rumors that he's not fully healthy, obviously dealing with a shoulder injury. Will Campbell's a train wreck at left tackle. Well, what did the Patriots do this offseason? Here's Caleb Lomu in the first round, left tackle out of Utah. Now, I don't know if he's going to start immediately. Maybe Will Campbell begins the season at left tackle. Lomu's a swing. We'll see how it goes. My sense is, I can be wrong, I think I'm right, is that at some point this year, Will Campbell kicks inside and Lomu takes over at left tackle. That's my expectation. And people said before the Patriots took Will Campbell fourth overall in last year's draft that he projects more as a guard, an interior lineman, than a left tackle. So maybe that just makes the Patriots' offensive line better right away. I think it probably will, if and when it happens this year. How about A.J. Brown joining the team? And A.J. Brown right now is like a guy that just got out of a toxic relationship. And the implication here is not that, like, Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni in Philly, that they, like, did anything to cause this. I've talked about it a lot this offseason, right, as it concerns A.J. Brown in Philly. It doesn't seem like A.J. Brown's a bad guy, or Jalen Hurts is a bad guy, or that anything significant happened here despite rumors to the contrary. It's all rumors, it's all scuttlebutt, it's all noise. Based on what those two guys actually say out loud, there's no, like, tremendous beef. Friends that drifted apart. And the offense was clearly and obviously broken last year with Kevin Petullo, and Jalen Hurts plays a role in that as well, and A.J. Brown also played a role in it. A.J. Brown got ripped by Mike Vrabel after the first Patriots practice. After the first practice, remember, Patriots opened a little early because they play in the season opener, right? Before other teams play, right? On Friday. First play of training camp, Drake May rips a pass to A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown drops it. Drake May said after that practice, I'm trying to make a statement on the first play. Mike Vrabel rips A.J. Brown in front of the team. Now, if Nick Sirianni had done that, A.J. Brown probably would have, you know, posted something to the media on Instagram like speak softly and carry a knife. Or something really cryptic, right? That had everybody guessing like this is, you know, the Batman movie or some detective movie. Nah. In Foxborough, A.J. Brown's like, yeah, I get it. I understand what Coach Vrabel's trying to do. And he's got a 1,000-watt smile on his face. He looks like he just broke out of Shawshank. He's going to have a huge year this year for the Patriots. Also, here's Romeo Doubs. And look, I think Stephon Diggs still has it to a degree, at least on the field. Romeo Doubs is better at this point than Stephon Diggs is. Not for the balance of their careers, so listen to what I'm saying. I don't know if Romeo Doubs will ever be as good at his best as Stephon Diggs has been at his best. But at this point, on the trajectory of their careers, with Steph Diggs clearly on the back nine, probably on the final hole or two, let that one hang for a second. Romeo Doubs is definitely better. Like, they're better. The Patriots are better. Here's Kevin Byard on defense. Anyone watch Kevin Byard last year? I think they're going to be awesome. Drake May was almost won MVP of the league. He almost, like, there's no way you could convince me. I don't know how many people are saying this, but like, Drake May does not stink. Drake May is not overrated. Drake May is on the cusp of absolute mega and superstardom. Mega and superstardom. Stud young quarterback. An offensive line that I expect to be better, and I love the signing of Elijah Vera Tucker, the former Jet. Obviously, the questions surrounding him are about health, and they are well-founded questions, and maybe he can't stay healthy, which he's pretty much been unable to do in his time since being made a first-round pick by the Jets. Man, if he stays healthy, this line gonna kick ass. Has the potential to be really good, especially if Will Campbell can figure it out and cannot be a turnstile at left tackle. This line has a chance to be really good. A.J. Brown, Romeo Doubs. Like, an embarrassment of riches at receiver. Like, Kayshon Boutte almost got traded 15 times this offseason. All he does is make big plays down the field. Read the training camp reports. I do, because I love this stuff. He's been great at camp. Mike Vrabel can't stop praising Kayshon Boutte. Involved in all these trade rumors, never lets it get to him. That's good stuff from Kayshon. Boutte, rocking everywhere. Shout out to Bubba Sparks. Love the coaching staff. Yes, the schedule's harder. It is. Undeniably, a lot harder. But the team's also better. No Pedialyte, no Gatorade, No IV, no Tylenol, no Advil. Really, the only thing the Patriots need is no New York Post and no TMZ. As of right now, my AFC East champion, the New England Patriots. We're just getting started here on a terrific Football Tuesday on You Better You Bet. On the other side, a couple other teams that I really, really like this season. And the one we will start with is one with a new head coach. We are on Westwood One Sports, and the show is presented by our friends at BetMGM.
The wait is over. Every NFL team is now in training camp. Football is back, and so are the storylines. We'll keep you on top of it all. Happy football season, everybody. Westwood One Sports.
Well, it's official. My friends have all switched to Pure Talk because I told them they could save a bunch of money on a super reliable high-speed network with unlimited data. And because they're my friends, they trust me. As for the rest of you, well, Pure Talk understands that even though you might like me, you're not just going to take my word for it, nor should you. For that reason, and for a very limited time, Pure Talk is offering any of their plans for just $15 a month for the first 3 months, including their top-tier unlimited plan that normally sells for $65 a month. Think of it like a test drive, a super simple way to save $150 while you kick the tires on Pure Talk's blazing fast network, and a fine way to see for yourself why I switched from Big Wireless, along with a few hundred thousand of my closest friends. Dial #250, say micro, and be connected to Pure Talk's friendly U.S. customer service team. Again, dial #250, say micro, and let the savings begin.
Empowered.
Ellie here is getting the sleeve she's always dreamed of. She worked with Empower and planned for her next move, so she got good at money. Now she can be a little bad. Oh, by the way, you spelled journey wrong. No worries. She can afford the cover-up, too. Ooh, check out my tat. It says, invest well, live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape, we're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, busts, weekly start sit advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.